The City and the Country by Al Yossi. Man resorts to the urban mode of living to enjoy commerce and industry, and all the other techniques his system of living can accommodate, and also to gain mutual aid and in view of religious or secular advantages. In general, all of this can only be achieved by the gathering of many people likely to furnish the markets, each trade, art, technique, or activity lending one or more specialists. Now these conditions are not present inside a single family, or even inside a single tribe. They result from the variety of the mix and the size of the mass. This is so for two reasons. First, because such is the opinion of the collectivity that takes on those needs, and then because natural law does not want a small group to keep the exclusivity of knowledge or have sole use and possession of religious or secular advantages, or free itself from other creaturely characteristics so as to constitute an order proper and useful to itself by excluding any consideration of the others. To the contrary, in his solicitude and wisdom, God has widely distributed qualifications and advantages among the humans. Thus it is that one finds a savant among such and such a group, a poet among another, in yet another an artisan or a merchant, in such manner that mutual aid can be complete and that everyone can participate in God's beneficence by taking on a specific task.